welcome to LifePoint's DriveCast. I'm Mark Shields, one of the Campus Life pastors at our Westerville campus. And today we're going to be reading in Matthew chapter 20, verses 24 through 28. And we're going to be talking about the concepts of hospitality, generosity, and serving. So I'll go ahead and read the scripture and then we'll dive in together. And when the 10 heard it, they were indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came to be, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And so, in so many ways, especially from an authority thought process, this would have been pretty paradoxical in the culture. You can make a strong argument that it shouldn't be that way in the Jewish culture, because all throughout the Old Testament, God had taught about serving others. And, you know, Abraham says over and over, "You are blessed to be a blessing." And so in a lot of ways, that should be the case. But I honestly believe that culture had such an impression and authority was such a big deal in all the surrounding cultures, and especially in Rome, in all those different places, that to be an authority meant not to serve. It meant to have people serve you. And so Jesus is saying, no, in my kingdom, in the way that you are supposed to be, you will serve others just as I will serve you. And the sad thing about this is that Jesus taught this so many times in many different ways. And this is just another example of that. And you would think that this thought process would really start to sink in at some point, but it never really does. Jesus even goes so far as to show them the ultimate servant leadership when he washes their feet at the Last Supper. And I'm sure they were humbled, and, you know, they go through this argument process and they say, like, hey, you know, Peter says, I should never wash your feet. I mean, you should never wash my feet. I should wash yours. And Jesus says, look, if you don't let me wash your feet, you have no part with me. This is how I want you to serve. This is how I want you to lead. And so all throughout the whole scripture, this never really sinks in. And, you know, I honestly think that in so many ways, apart from the realization of who Jesus is and understanding who he is, it can't ever really sink in when we understand who Jesus is as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that he wants to serve us. It's not until that reality hits us that this ever sinks in. And so it doesn't happen for the disciples until they watch Jesus die on the cross, and they all run and they're scattered, and, you know, Peter denies him, and the reality of who they are and how fickle and how weak and how unworthy they are to even follow Jesus, and how they all said that they would never deny him, that they would go to death fighting for him, and then they all just are scattered and leave and are fearful. And so they all fall away, and then until they see him resurrected, and they realize, oh my gosh, this is the Messiah. This is the King of Kings. And the reality of who they are in light of who he is actually sits on them for real. They know that, oh my gosh, this is the King of Kings. This is the Messiah. This is the Savior. This is the Lord that we've been waiting for. And we are just sinful. We're just not even worthy. But he's called us to be light and to serve others. And so this reality finally hits them once they go through all that. And so for you and for me, as we think of this scripture where Jesus says, and even as the Son of Man cannot be served, but did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many, we're called to give our lives as a ransom for others. We are called to serve others like Jesus did, to be a picture of who he is, to be like him. That's what following Jesus is really all about, to be more like him. And so we are called to serve others. So what does that look like for you and for me today? I want to challenge you today to pray and ask the Lord for a way to serve a neighbor, to serve somebody that lives next to you, or maybe somebody that you're just trying to be a blessing towards, or maybe somebody that God has just put around you, whether you're, you know, at a game with your kids or you're coaching, or you know, you go to the rec and you see people, or it's just a neighbor that lives next door. Whoever God's put on your heart, I pray that you would think of a way to serve them and be generous to them and just be completely selfless. This is what we're called to do. This is the reality that finally sunk in with the disciples. And I think for us, it's a reality that we often don't let sink into our daily lives, that we literally have been called to give our lives as a ransom for many, just like Jesus did. And our lives, once we are in Christ, are not our own. They belong to him. And this is what he's called us to do. He says to go and make disciples. That means follow me. And as you follow me, have others follow you. And to follow Jesus, we have got to show the ways that he lived. And this is no better way than to serve and serve others and to give our lives for somebody else. So I don't know what that looks like for you, but I pray that you would serve a neighbor, serve somebody else in Jesus' name. Let me close in a word of prayer. God, you are wonderful and amazing. Your ways are far beyond our ways and your thoughts are far beyond our thoughts. But Lord, you've put us in places and in neighborhoods and in rec centers and in sports events with kids and dance lessons and jobs, and you've done it all on purpose. And your purpose was for us to be a light for your kingdom in every space where we go. So I pray, Lord, that you would help us serve somebody today in your name. Help us be selfless, love them, whether it be mowing their lawn or baking a cake or dropping off cookies or just telling them we care about them, and if they ever need anything, we're here. Whatever that looks like, Lord, only you know. I pray you would impress us with that, and that we would be obedient, and that we would serve others like you're so good at doing for us. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for today's DriveCast.